Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Darren Grossi, Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director, is joining us on this weekend show, getting us up to speed on issues related to transit and transportation projects. Darren, during the first segment, we talked a lot about transit. One more thing I want to ask you about is, are there plans for a South County, Groveland area transit expansion as well?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. We have been working with the Southside seniors and with some leadership from Supervisor Gray to pursue grants to implement a transit service in the South County. Southside Seniors is very well established community organization that we want to work through, and with this funding, they'll be able to provide drivers to move Groveland residents around the Groveland area on a daily basis with trips to Sonora a couple times a week, and perhaps even some services down in the valley for like specialized medical services and whatnot. So we're really looking forward to that. Probably would have started up already this fall had COVID not hit. I would expect to start seeing that service get going sometime in the spring.
Shifting the conversation over to transportation projects, what's going on right now when it comes to short-term and long-term planning?
Probably the most important thing people will see first in projects is we do have funding, about $11 million, to complete the Peaceful Oak Interchange, Peaceful Oak Road at Highway 108 on the East Sonora Bypass. As many people know, we had to cut cost in phase two of the project, and we eliminated the westbound off-ramp and eastbound on-ramp. So existing Mono Way has been used as a surrogate on-ramp, off-ramp for the highway. But this will complete that interchange. It should start up in around about March or April or so. We were able to award the funding to a local builder, Sierra Mountain Builders, to do that construction. They came under bid quite a bit. We're hoping to save some money there and move it to another very important project that we have that we've just started the early phases on. And that's a widening project through Jamestown. I think everybody knows that Jamestown, Highway 49, 108 through Jamestown, has seen a significant amount of traffic congestion. Sometimes in the summertime, that traffic congestion backs up all the way from the light at Fifth Avenue, all the way back even beyond the Mono Way interchange on those Sunday afternoons. And likewise, we see similar levels of congestion on Fridays and whatnot. Coming in from going eastbound from the valley. That said, that's the weekend condition where we see a lot of tourists coming down through town, but also on a weekday basis in the morning and the afternoons, we saw a lot of traffic congestion out there. Now, we've had two things work in our favor. Caltrans has been very diligent about working with the traffic signal timing at Fifth Avenue, Rawhide, to make it work better. That's a temporary solution. It's only going to get us, marginal benefits. We've got big benefits from people just not driving as much as a result of the stay-at-home orders and reducing your bubble, so to speak. Not driving as much has given us some relief on congestion out there. But I think once we get past all of that, we're going to start seeing that congestion come back, unfortunately. And that's why it's important to do this project that'll take the two lanes out two lanes in each direction, four lanes, three lanes with auxiliary turn lanes where needed. We've also added in walkways on both sides of the highway, bicycle lanes, transit stops, and even a park and ride is planned as part of that overall project, which is looking like about a $25 million project overall. So we spent the last year with Caltrans engineers and whatnot to figure out the cost in the project as best we can at this early point. And the TCTC will be looking at the project study report on its December agenda next week. You can find a copy of that project study report on the TCTC website if you're very interested in that project. I would be remiss not to mention that the county is working on a new bridge on Rawhide Road over Woods Creek. That will provide some measure of relief to the highway as well and allow for even better traffic signal timing. So we do have a kind of an interim measures to help, but the long term, we need that widening project along with all the complete streets elements. Unfortunately, that's about a 10-year time frame to deliver that project, but that's why it's so important to just keep the project moving forward. So we can cut it down to 10 years and not let it stretch out beyond that.
A project like that, as you mentioned, around $25 million in funding needed, is that something that the state would have to put up some money as well to make it a reality?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at East Sonora Bypass, we initially leveraged, used about $7 million in local funds to leverage $70 million worth of state funds for East Sonora Bypass Stage 1. And ultimately, we put about $26 million into East Sonora Bypass 1 and 2, which is in total worth about $120 million worth of improvements. So it's important that we contribute local funds where we can, or regional funds is another better way of putting it, to then leverage various state funds. Already I've got a commitment, a tentative commitment from Caltrans to pick up the cost in all those bike, ped lanes, transit stops of about $6.3 million. If assuming this project continues to be supported by the TCTC, Board of Supervisors, and for that matter, the City Council, we will continue to work with Caltrans to close that funding gap. I'm confident we'll find a way to get there. Caltrans is good partners.
Also, a different project. Is there still a plan to possibly do some type of complete streets Highway 49 project between Sonora and Columbia?
There is. We've done a couple different planning efforts. I'll just rattle through them real quick. The complete streets plan for Highway 49, the congested corridor plan for 49, and then our active transportation program plan. That this these projects have proposed a walkway, class one type facility that will also accommodate bikes from Jamestown through Sonora up to Columbia. Those plans are what we're able enabled us to include the walkways and transit stops and bicycle lanes in the five-lane widening project, and then allows Caltrans to pick up the cost on those elements of the project. We've submitted a what we call a Dragoon Gulch connector grant application as well. That'll extend along the, I'll call it the north side of 49 across from the fairgrounds, provide a nice walkway, bikeway through there, up through Woods Creek Park and connecting up with the sidewalk near Sonora High School. The next thing we probably need to do, and I'll be recommending to the TCTC board, is that we need to do a feasibility study on the segment on Highway 49 heading north to Columbia. As everybody knows, it's driven that corridor. It's very narrow, two lanes, no shoulders. If you're a bicycle and pedestrian user on that segment, you know there's a need for some widening through there. I'm not necessarily talking about lane widenings, but shoulders and walkways are what we're talking about here. So if we do the feasibility study, that'll allow us to then go after some funding to get that project, those components added to that highway stretch through there.
Need to take one more break, talking with Darren Grossi, Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director, on this weekend's Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week we'll be checking in and getting an update on economic development in Tuolumne County. Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, will be our guest. That's next week on Motherload Views. Our final segment with Darren Grossi is coming up in just a minute.